Justin and I went there when we went to the Americana because he's never been in person before. Apparently, I'm like
to the Apple Store,
to
the Americana,
to Glendale, the Americana, like to the, like our old apartment area.
We've never taken him.
No, oddly enough, he'd never been to the Barnes Noble there. He's been here like four or five times already, and
we've been to the
never
fucking Americana
him.
With Justin.
No,
what the hell?
We haven't. So I took him, and he just thought it was amazing because I wanted to show him where the old stomping grounds were, because that's where is the have we started?
Sure,
it?
Yeah, we're
okay.
Going.
That's where you know, Daniel and I, that was our first place that we actually lived.
The first place I ever came to LA.
We stayed with Mark for a little bit, I remember, in the beginning.
And you guys moved there. And then the first time I ever came to California, LA ever, to see
you guys, apartments.
The first place I got dropped off from the airport was right there. It was
crazy.
On, what was the fucking,
What are you thinking?
Broadway. I got dropped off on Broadway right there.
There's so many fucking Broadway streets.
Dude, the thing about LA is there's like four street names that there's like six of them around LA. So there's like seven San Fernandos. There's like seven Broadways.
How many like Dr. Martin Luther King streets exist?
I've seen
there's one in Charleston. I know that for sure.
There's Obama Boulevard here. And there's
is
one
there
in Charleston,
Obama
yeah.
Boulevard here?
Well, there's
the Obama
Highway.
Gas station.
Yeah.
In Columbia.
So if you go...
Which we went to one time, and it was...
There's multiple ones.
Didn't it get shut down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some kind of fraud thing or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you expect? They're liberal.
Yeah. Exactly. I would expect them to commit some crime, especially financially. There's like three of those, though, in Columbia.
The Obama gas stations? I had no idea.
There's one in Charleston. There's one in Columbia. There's multiple in Columbia. I think they're on the same street, though.
Okay.
It's a franchise. Obama himself went and opened it. I'm done being president.
He sat there and cut the ribbon.
I'm gonna make some gas stations now.
Dude, yo ho, me hearties, yo ho. I've got a jar of dirt.
Oh, okay.
Come on. All right,
you're excited.
What's inside it?
It's not Davy Jones' heart, is it?
Remember, it actually wasn't because it was stolen by the whatever the fucking English dude's name, because he lost all respect in the first movie because of that jackass Captain Jackass Sparrow.
English dude?
What?
Tommy Innit?
What?
English dude?
Innit? Yeah.
Tommy Innit.
Yeah, Innit. It was that, I can't remember his name, man. Admiral Buttfucking Christ. I don't know.
My favorite character in any Disney franchise.
Captain
Jack Sparrow and Admiral Buttfucking Christ. Well, speaking of buttfucking, it's been... Now 250 episodes of us butt fucking you guys. So 250 episodes. It's the start of the podcast.
I love that song. I think that song was like in dude, I have such a nostalgia
Digimon,
for the
right?
Digimon movie because in the beginning, it's like that song's playing is like one. I think it's Ty. It's Ty or one, the other fucking dude character. I haven't watched Digimon.
I couldn't tell you either.
Since I. Probably still like pissed myself every now and then accidentally.
So last week?
Not today, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Okay?
I know.
Not today.
I should have known. But it's been 1 week since you looked at me, cocked your head to the side, and said I'm angry.
Come on, dude.
5 days since the living room.
Dude, yo ho, me hearties, yo ho. I've got a jar of dirt.
5 days since you yelled at me. Realize it's not my fault, but couldn't realize it's not. 5 days. 5 days since...
Where's all the rum gone? I've got a jar of dirt.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Episode 250. Yo, woo! Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's not going to be special, ladies and gentlemen. It's our feet touched. But Matt and I are both, I wouldn't say feeling under the weather, but definitely not feeling up to our best.
Yeah, I
was woken up at 5 a.m. with a headache, and I didn't get much sleep last night. I
woke up at 6:45.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's like...
I also have a headache right now.
I do have a headache as well, so... I'm just exhausted, man. I've just been up, like... If I get up at the...
I had a migraine. Apparently, there's a difference.
Big difference, buddy. When I wake up at the time that most working adults wake up, you know, I my day is ruined, and it's you know, people that wake up that early for work, fuck you. You know, that's stupid.
I mean, and you used to.
No, fuck you guys for setting the precedent that that's what time adults should get up. But I think work.
Well, then they can go home and then see their families.
They can go home and cook
after
dinner
working
for
nine
their
hours,
family.
9 hours doing fuck all, who knows what.
You ever think about, like, we don't appreciate our moms enough, man. They get up so early, work all day, and then come home. They just want to relax. No, it's like, oh man, I gotta fucking cook dinner, do laundry. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like there's no fucking, ain't no rest for the wicked.
Money don't grow on trees.
Got bills to pay, got mouths to feed.
Ain't nothing in this world for free. Mm-hmm. I've got a jar of dirt.
I've got a jar of dirt. That was actually completely coincidental, but the lyrics ended up reflecting what I was saying. I didn't even consider that. I just thought Ain't No Rest for the Wicked was funny to say, and then...
Did you hear that there's a new season of Sea of Thieves coming out?
No, I didn't.
It's crazy. Jack Sparrow's in it. Davy Jones.
Jack Sparrow A. Tucker?
No. Just regular Jacks. But Johnny Depp.
I'd love to see Jacks in cosplay.
Except Johnny Depp
Jack
isn't... he's not voicing Jack Sparrow, I don't believe.
It's too expensive, man.
And I don't think Bill Nye is voicing Davy Jones.
Oh, seriously? They couldn't get him back?
Mm-mm.
Damn. Yeah, man. Ever since he became a liberal, man, he's gone off the rockers.
Bill Nye or?
Both.
Ah.
But especially Bill Nye. Remember that?
Bill Nye's awesome. I love him as an actor.
No, Bill Nye.
We have this. Every time we discuss this, you forget that there's also an actor named Bill Nye.
I thought you were making a joke.
Not the
this
science
whole
guy.
Time that Bill Nye the science guy played Davy Jones. No. So I was yes anding it like, oh yeah, Bill Nye the science guy.
No, the other Bill Nye.
I forgot.
100
yeah,
100 souls.
There's another
you know,
Bill Nye.
That guy.
Yeah. Forgot there was another one. I always
curse you, Jack Sparrow.
The prosthetics are good.
And the CGI.
Is it? No, it was real. All of it. They got stem cells.
They put dots on his face.
Well, no, they got stem cells a couple months before they started shooting. They actually grew the tentacles out of his face. I'm serious.
I'm going to spread your butt cheeks, Jack Sparrow.
Oh, please don't do. I can't. I was going to do his voice. I can't. It's like it's very like.
Please don't. I don't know. Dude, you're dancing right there.
Well, that's Jack Sparrow. You know, he's doing like the.
He is very.
He's very flamboyant, isn't he?
Yeah.
Bisexual icon.
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow canonically is bisexual.
He definitely had his share of men and women.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell.
And all those in between.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, those crab dudes.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
The ocean crawlers.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. No, that's what they're. One of them's being called in the Sea of Thieves.
Those guys are so cool.
They're adding three new enemy types into Sea of Thieves. Three new ones, Matt.
Trace Nuevos.
They're adding sirens, which are evil mermaids.
Oh yeah, they call the men into this. I've read the Odyssey.
Oh yeah, and they also, I bet you they're gonna sing to us too. Watch it. They're gonna sing too. Oh, I hope so.
Big ass fucking titties.
I'm waiting. Just bobbing around in the water. They're also adding specters, which are like ghost motherfuckers, and then they're adding. Motherfucking ocean crawlers, which is like there's this giant crab tanky one, there's this smaller one that has like an electric eel on his arm, there's
Ooh.
This one like clam dude who like has a cloud of poison around him or some shit.
Oh, cloud of poison, fuck.
I mean, I guess that's what it's all speculation due to what I saw in the trailer and shit.
That's sick, man.
But I'm excited because right now all you've had to fight are in terms of just regular enemies. Which are what's being added just more kind of like of the smaller enemies because they have the Meg, the Kraken, and that shit. But we've only had like skeletons and that's it. You're just fighting skeletons the whole time. Different types of skeletons.
I saw enough of that in Spy Kids 2.
Gold skeletons, coral skeletons, regular skeletons, ghost skeletons. Yeah. Oh, in different colors too.
What?
Like pink, purple, the green.
I think it's
and there's also... reef or like I guess like the seaweed skeletons, which get stronger when they get in the water.
Damn. Okay. So it's like I really do like is variety of the same character.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I think that's kind of cool.
They also have skeleton captains and then skeleton like bosses.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I love skeletons, dude.
The skeletons are great. I would love for them to add a skeleton curse in the game because you can earn curses.
I'm looking at you right now, and I'm realizing that, I'm looking at you, I see you.
How excited I am.
Well, technically right now, you're just a fucking, like, the what you're looking at me doing all this emotion and shit, it's a skeleton. Like, yeah. just ignore me and imagine just the fucking skeleton right now doing all
and
this.
You know what's controlling it? That slug in our head.
That fucking alien shit, dude. That thing's like a fucking, like, it's like a blob of fucking, dude, have you ever seen what just the fucking nervous system looks like?
Yeah.
Without, like, anything else? That's us.
It looks like a terrifying floating deep sea creature that found its way to the surface and decided to stay here.
Dude, you are just the fucking that and that fucking tail. But the same spinal cord.
Same thing with every other animal. Because at first, like, I thought about it, I'm like, oh, that's so true. But then you think, like, every other animal, it's kind of the same. I mean, unless
not
you get
jellyfish.
To, like, not jellyfish or, like, insects and shit like that.
Insects have brains.
No, but it's not like the same. It's not like a small, like, what we have.
It's an insect.
Right?
Well, insects have meat. So it's like...
Well, they're protein, yeah.
I mean, you know what's weird? Insects, like, they're crunchy, you know, they're, like, small, but, like, even a mosquito has, like, a cardiovascular system, just on a super small scale.
Let's see. Oh, my God.
What?
Wait, scientists study animal brains. I'm trying to look.
Speaking of deep sea, do you think that there are, like, leviathans? Like, at the bottom of the fucking Pacific, South Pacific, like, fucking, like, 3 miles deep, like, massive-ass fucking... We know more about the surface of the moon than the ocean.
That is true, but then we're talking about, like, apex predators. And apex predators make themselves known. We all know sharks. We all know orcas. We know crocodiles. We know lions. We know, you know, any big cat, bears. Apex predators make their presence known because they have control over an area. And I would find it odd that we haven't detected an apex predator, especially since if you were one, you would be plentiful.
What about
and to be that big?
Ancient leviathans that sit and just sleep for hibernation for hundreds of years.
It's possible, and I'm waiting. Like, I got that's a good one. I got really excited when I saw, like, a giant squid. Like, they actually took a photograph and, like, video of
that was in our lifetime. Because I remember when
they were just myths.
I remember looking them up.
Does the giant squid exist?
Or it was like, it does, but there's no pictures or videos except for, like, dead ones that washed up. And now, like, you know, you can see actual videos. It's insane.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And what is it? I think it was Justin who told me this. I don't remember the actual number, but it's like we have figured out like 0.0-something or 0.something% of the actual life in the ocean or all life on the planet in general, probably.
We've only mapped explored like 2% of the ocean. Same with the human genome, the DNA. We know it's like 0.1% of it.
Well, James Cameron went to the bottom of the Mariana Trench by himself.
He did do that. Mm-hmm. Was he really by himself?
I don't know. I mean,
did he learn to fucking pilot that sub? Or they're like, all right,
he got
James.
Obsessed. He got obsessed.
Was it like a PR thing where they're like, all right, we'll control it from up here. You just go and come back. Like, you just get in, James. Or was he like, all right, I'm going to fucking...
I think I want to believe that James Cameron was doing it in a way that, like, if you're a bill... Like, you know how... Like, for me, something I got interested in recently was a motorcycle. And so I did a bunch of research, and then I finally got a motorcycle. But for, like, a billionaire, for them, they're like, I want to go to the bottom of the ocean. And they can actually do that.
Right.
So, he may have, like, researched, like, oh, who's been to the bottom of the – oh, they use these shitty submarines? Man, I have fucking million – okay, he's not a billionaire. I don't know if he is.
He's probably a hundred millionaire.
It doesn't even matter at that point. You know, he has a lot of money.
He's got fucking 9 digits in his bank account.
So he's like, I can build some shit like this. Technology's pretty epic. And he's like, I'm going to do it.
Well, even, he can be like, I can pay people and then
yeah,
do it.
Then the other side of that is it could have been that. Or it could have been that, like, he sees himself as this, like, super important, like, figure, which he is.
He is, but I get... Not
I've
the
just
sense
heard
of like a,
he's, like, a pretentious dick.
Well,
through the grapevine.
I would imagine people like that are. You know, it's like, yeah, I made Titanic and Avatar.
I mean, it's just like, I mean... Elon Musk. I mean,
that's the thing about Elon Musk.
You just lose kind of
touch with reality.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is a billionaire. He's like over 100 billionaire, which is unfathomable. But it's like, I do not like Elon Musk at all. I think the stuff he does is cool. I think SpaceX is cool. I think Tesla's cool. I think
I think the idea cool. of what he was presented as at first was more enticing than just kind of like, actual person he kind of
No, Elon Musk is a shitty person, I think.
But like in the beginning, it was like, you know, it was, I guess he was marketed as this like cool dude. He's doing cool whatever he wants. I'm going to do a flamethrower. I'm going to build these healthy cars and no one's going to stop me because I'm rich. And I, you know, he did do those things.
That's the thing. Elon Musk, I think, has done cool things. And I think that the projects that he is involved with, I think that they're cool projects. Like, I think the Mars thing is cool. I think SpaceX is cool. I think, you know, but
regardless,
he is not cool. He is the biggest fucking loser.
But when you say these things, like, it always makes me go back to like just a lot of historical figures. There are really good historical figures, of course, but like there's a lot of historical figures that they did really important things, but were just assholes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can just, you don't, you can go back to our founding fathers if you want. You can.
I would say a large percentage of people that did important, cool things were assholes.
Yeah. That doesn't mean that what they did didn't help like shape something important, or it wasn't an interesting milestone. But
well, what I like about Elon Musk is
how he's so
he knows pop culture,
meme culture.
And that's the thing, man. He tweets pictures of Doge getting mad at people for putting their pronouns in their bios, and I think that's funny because at the same time, while there's Congolese children dying in the cobalt mines for the Tesla batteries,
yes,
I think that the fact that he is dressed up as Wario in a courtroom with doing the whole I didn't have sex with Princess Peach thing.
But that's why, like, it's so it's also fucked. Like, I mean, Jimmy Fallon ruffled what Donald Trump's hair, and it's like, is he not supposed to like house him? But it's just kind of like all these people are connected. Like all these rich motherfuckers,
oh,
these entertainers
industry can act like they can be like
politicians.
Oh, like the entertainment industry can act woke and shit, but at the end of the day, they're gonna have Elon Musk on because it makes money and shit. It doesn't matter. Like at the end of the day, morals don't matter with that shit. It's all about money.
Yeah.
It doesn't like. That's why like
and money's great.
It's awesome.
I love
Pride.
Money.
Pride Month.
What
you
about
see
it?
Fucking Apple, Amazon, every fucking company, all of a sudden, out of the blue. Like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, were they doing all the Pride shit every month? No. Now it's like right in your face, the Pride stuff. And it's like, it be who you are. We at Amazon, we celebrate Pride. And then, you know, they make all this shit. Well, they make a ton of money off it. But then also then they're like pushing all this stuff about Pride. And then at the same time, donating hundreds of millions of dollars to companies and foundations and stuff that actively work to like hurt these marginalized groups.
Or even just like, regardless of how much they donate, the actual like straight motherfuckers who like pocket money from like the idea of pride in the gay community.
Yeah. And I see people who are like, well, you know, Tim Cook is gay, the CEO of Apple. It's like, I don't know if Tim Cook necessarily, it's like, does he speak for the gay community, the multi-billionaire that's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's gross. Like Pride Month, I think is a great thing. I just think it's gross seeing so many like multi-billion-dollar companies suddenly act like and just
makes me uncomfortable. It makes me actually believe that it's an accepted practice in our society.
And that's what's so gross about it. It's like they're like, oh, this is normal. And I say, okay, hold on, homo. Don't shove this down my throat.
Listen here, bucko. Okay. God made Adam and Eve.
Not Adam and Steve.
Bitch. Jack, bitch.
Homo. I'm sorry, that was.
Well, we're all homos.
Homo sapien.
Yep, there it is.
Sorry,
I did
it too fast, didn't I?
Okay, how about this one? This is a wait for a joke. That was legend. Wait for it.
Dairy. Homo.
No.
Oh.
He does not.
You don't want to put that in there?
He doesn't say that. That's not the catchphrase.
It's not?
It ends at dairy.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I think it's gross.
As most of my nights do.
Whoa! I think it's gross that these, I don't feel like enough people talk about that. Like right now, it's like, Target is celebrating Pride. I went to Target the other day, and it's fucking literally like they have the biggest fucking section where it's all just like about Pride. And it's like that, yes, that's great. But it's like at the same time, go look at what these companies are actually donating to.
Yeah.
And like they're donating like millions to politicians that are actively supporting like, things that
Five Nights at Freddy's
stop
supports Donald Trump.
Well, I guess yes. Freddy Fazbear himself is a Trump supporter. Golden Dude. Freddy is based on Donald Trump. Markiplier is based on Donald Trump.
It's like, it's definitely just, I mean, I think most people see through it. I think most people, I feel like.
I don't
like
think most people do.
Most people I
think,
talk
I think a
to,
lot
at
of,
least.
No, like, well, I think a lot of people do, but you got to remember, like, the general public, like, a lot of people just don't see it. They just, they're, which here's
they're
the
like,
thing.
Why not I buy a rainbow and if, pin from Apple? I don't know what
if
they sell.
If they believe that they're supporting a good cause, then that's great. You know, it's like, if they're supporting it and everything, that's great.
It's also like, at the end of the day, it is a positive sign.
It is.
That lifestyle choice is definitely more accepted today than
mainstream.
It was even two decades ago.
And that's good. I mean, even not even two decades ago, man. Like think about like.
Well, I know like I'm talking about like specifically like the 90s era.
Yeah.
Like the 80s and 90s.
Well,
which I was born in the 90s. You were born in the 90s. And like.
When we graduated high school, gay marriage was illegal still.
Dude, when it hadn't even been like. It was around like not even 30 years and black people had been given the right to vote when I was born. So
shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not that far from all this shit.
And I think we are making good progress. And I do think, like you're saying, I think it's great that in the mainstream, you know, like pride and that stuff is more accepted now. Mm-hmm. And it's,
but you just have to realize that like that can turn on a dime with these companies. They just follow the money.
Well, exactly. And it's like the bottom of what I'm trying to say is it's great that it's being more widespread accepted, but I just think it's gross how the companies use that as a tactic for, you know, sales under the guy. It's like, it's exploitative of a marginalized community. And then what's the worst part about it is then they go and they support these politicians and they donate to these foundations and stuff that are against the rights of these people. And it's like, be yourself.
It's one of those things where like whenever I think about it, it's just in my head. I'm like, there's nothing stopping this shit. 'Cause we're talking about like Disney sized people.
We can't do
you
anything
know what
about
I mean?
It.
It's like, but that doesn't mean that, of course, the helplessness you feel is also kind of created in a way so that you feel like you shouldn't donate or talk out. Like there's a rhyme and reason to all of it. There's a reason that these corporations, they know that they're powerful.
I think the most important thing is just awareness.
Yeah.
Personal awareness. You know, it's like obviously
just
like
be self-aware of what's going on.
You're not going to change anything by yourself, but you can at least, you know, make conscious choices in your own life to help further whatever this or that.
Also, there are single voices that speak for 1,000 or 1,000,000 sometimes.
Like us.
Yes, we are the... But there are people that are well-versed and well-spoken that do kind of put a good spotlight on the intricacies of the bullshit of capitalism.
Ryan.
What?
I don't think you should say that about capitalism because I think we should do some ad reads.
No, we're definitely doing some ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
21,000, 22,000. I can't fit this many hundreds in
my
band.
Can't count fast. I'm at 76,000.
You're at 76,000? I'm at 22. Okay. Well, there's that whole pile over there we haven't even started, so let's go ahead and push that. We'll do this after the podcast. Yeah. It'll take a few hours. But
okay. But capitalism is just like
fuck
downright
that shit.
Fucking disgusting.
But...
Like all the fucking streamers and I mean, like, here's the thing. You can talk against it. I mean, everyone, you know.
Okay. Capitalism, I think, is an awful fucking system. I exist in that system, and I'm not going to pretend like I don't profit off of that system, you know? Like, I make a living doing what I do ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. No, but it's Monica Lewinsky feeling on his nutsack, but it's like, you know, like, I am part of a capitalist system. You know, it's like, I can't, like...
Yeah, but then do we really have a say? Is the conversation really supposed to go into our hands? You know, is it supposed to go into, like, the people who... Like, are more so.
No, it's not our responsibility. Like,
I'm not saying it's our responsibility, but do you think that it's like, it's not our, maybe I use the wrong word, it's not our wheelhouse to be criticizing it when we, you know, have gained so much from it?
Well, I think that the great thing about living in a society with free speech
living
is
in a society.
You can, yeah. In a society, you can criticize this stuff. And here's the thing, like, yes, you and I profit off capitalism, but I think that it's...
We're just entrepreneurs. We're just businessmen at the end of the day. We're like, sorry, we're like a mom and pop shop, okay?
Super mega. It's
got our cookies at the front, warm pies right out the window. Well, at this windowsill. You know,
unless Brent fucking comes up and steals one of those blueberry pies.
Well, usually there's just a big hole in it.
A little hole. No, but I'm not gonna, you know, I do criticize capitalism. I do benefit from capitalism, obviously, more so than I guess the average American would. Mm-hmm. But it's like,
I mean, there is something to the idea of the exchange of goods for like,
we're not exploiting we're not exploiting people. Right? Like a lot of capitalism does. A lot of capitalism is based on exploiting people. I think that...
I don't know. Ask Justin down there in the mines.
Okay. Well, Justin in the mines, you know, he actually is not allowed to complain because you remember he made that deal with us where he...
And he's a growing boy.
He's a growing boy. But remember the whole thing where we said, the fuck was that?
Is there a...
Oh, I bumped this thing. I think it was that. Anyway, the thing about Justin where Justin was saying, please let me have a glass of milk. If you give me a glass of milk, I will, you know, sign this piece of paper that says I can't complain about being down in the mines.
Yeah.
Gave him a glass of milk. He enjoyed it.
Well, he didn't know it doesn't really parch your thirst that much, unfortunately.
He could have had water. He wanted milk.
I asked him if he wanted ice cubes in his milk, because then he could have taken the ice cubes out and just sucked on them.
He said no. And he was kind of pissed that we gave him warm milk, but it's like, Justin.
Yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers, okay? But he signed the thing saying he couldn't complain about being down in the mines, so let's leave that where it is.
I'm also not an expert on this shit. I don't know.
I'm not either. But I think that, you know, like, I know what I know, and I think that capitalism, regardless of how much you know about it, or like whether you're a fucking scholar or someone that's fucking twiddling your thumbs and jerking off to some furry porn.
Yeah,
it's like, which I didn't mean to call that many of you guys out right there. I'm including myself in that, but.
But are we as as people today capable of being better?
No, I think the criticisms we're making are
important.
Are real criticisms, and I think that just because that we benefit from capitalism, I don't think means that you can't criticize it.
I mean, do you think the world cares enough about everybody else's problems?
No, they don't. But I think that enough people do, and I think that when you have an audience, I think it's important to voice opinions that matter like this. I get people might think it's hypocritical, but it's like you can criticize a system that you're a part of.
I mean, there are companies that exist that are really well run that criticize shit too, that don't like make their money off, like, you know, blood diamonds in Africa.
Dude, if people find out,
or like the sweatshops, or we're talking about like
people find out about
because, you know, you want to make it, they're only incentivized to make more money because they have to appease the stockholders. You know, we're talking about like sending people over, you know, companies going overseas, setting up factories because, you know, cheap labor, where they don't have to like actually put up with a system that would maybe look more into people jumping off of buildings trying to.
Our fans, people would be pissed if they found out about the
super mega sweatshop.
The one in Burma.
The one in Uganda.
The one in Uganda that we forced to collect 17,000 blood diamonds within 1 month, or else everyone was executed.
A good movie. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Blood Diamond?
Dude, if there's anyone in a capitalist society who earns their money and who should be well respected, it's actors.
Elon Musk. Oh, sorry.
Well, he is also an actor. I saw him on SNL.
More like Leonardo the Capitalist, right?
Yeah.
No, he actually does a lot of good stuff with his money.
He does.
He does. He vapes, though. So I think he should be put to death.
Does he vape?
He does. Yeah, he's very big into his vape rig. A few years ago, at least, okay. He was very big into his vape rig. There's a lot of pictures of him vaping if you look it up. He had a box rig, box mon. He was.
Who does he hang out with these days?
Me?
Tobey Maguire still? Are they still friends?
Do they hang out?
They're friends. Or
really?
They were friends. They're like super, because they kind of grew up in that child actor realm.
I always wonder which celebrities that we know like are friends that aren't like publicly friends about it. Because, mm-hmm. You know, there's like, you know, there's YouTubers that we're friends with that like people wouldn't expect because we don't do videos together. But it's like in actors, I'm like, I wonder if there's people that like, well, I don't wonder, like, I know there are, but I wonder if like Leonardo's hanging out with like Michael Cera and like just no one knows or like.
Maybe, because like. I mean, think about it. They have to work for months at a time with these people sometimes. So, I mean, the likelihood is high that they develop friends. I mean, that's how we've developed contacts. It's like through like collaborations we've done with Super Mega. And then we, you know, eventually, you know, gain some new friends along the way.
Twitter's the new Facebook, man. I've met
some.
I'm
tired of fucking. Did you give Eddie Burback my goddamn number?
I did, but I thought...
He keeps fucking texting me.
I thought that was cool.
Just gifts.
No, I know, but
just like, how are you, gifts?
Should I not have done that?
No, dude.
I'm sorry.
I'm not on that level with that, dude.
I can't undo it. Have you ever responded?
No.
Okay, I can say, hey, I gave you the wrong number, and then I can give him, like...
Maybe I should send, like, stop sending me this stuff, Jack, something like that. Throw him off.
I can give him, like... Schlatt's number or something like some small fry that like you know
some small fry
more like Eddie Bareback gay
porn. Channel dying, Matthew. Is our channel dying?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's dying.
For some more ad reads?
No, it's too soon.
No, it's not.
No.
It's called capitalism.
Alright guys, enjoy these ad reads.
Didn't expect them so soon, did you? But they're all out of the way now.
They're out of the way. You guys can relax. And speaking out of the way, I don't know if you noticed when you walked in, you kicked that pile over right there of those bands, those hundreds. You got to count those again, because that's at least $250,000 right there that spilled on the floor. You don't even notice, did you?
Okay.
Well, you know, luckily they're wrapped up into bands of $10,000, so it'll be easier to count, but it's at least going to take you another 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Also, before we get back into it, are we both taking like 30% from the Pride sale or?
30, 70.
Okay. We can't each take 70. So that means we're each getting 35?
Well, we can say that No, we can say that we're donating all of it, but then actually take each. We can take 50
each.
There's that
101 shit that got people so fucking
jacked. Oh, dude, people are like, oh, they're donating money to the gay stuff.
I think that helped us in the long run.
Oh, definitely.
I'm trying to buy some more bikes, you know?
Well, but I got that McLaren last week and I crashed it already.
Yeah,
I was drunk as I was. Well, I was high on coke and I was drunk.
Hey, time is money.
I was counting them. I was counting the bands.
Oh yeah, I don't care about what you have to say.
Real quick though, in last week's crash of my McLaren, I had cash in the car and I burned probably $400,000-$500,000 in the trunk when I crashed. It caught on fire, but
drop in the bucket.
I didn't realize it until like days later. So
yeah.
Let's get back to it. Hey guys, welcome back from the ad reads.
Yep.
I hope you guys enjoyed the NASCAR video.
I've got a jar of dirt.
I've got a jar of dirt.
Servers go down at 10 a.m. BST.
BST?
That's British Standard Time.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke.
I don't know what the B stands. I think it's British.
It's probably bullshit time.
Which is 2 a.m. PST.
Probably bullshit time, I think, because the British are, that's my impression of a British person.
I'm going to look it up right now. 10 a.m.
Is it tonight?
BST.
When this comes out, has it already happened?
It's going to be 2 a.m. in Glendale, California, which I don't know why it gives me, maybe I've never changed my, like, shit from when we lived in Glendale.
Did you say Glendale?
Yeah. And we're not even in Glendale right now.
Well,
are we? Is it technically? I don't think so.
It's like a gray area, man.
Yeah,
it kind of is. It's like I'm not doxing us, but it's like is it Glendale or Burbank, man? I don't know.
One of the two.
It's that or the Hollywood Hills.
Okay,
man.
So they're in the back. Okay, so I can
enhance computer enhance.
I'm gonna circle the circumference of where they might be, and then I'm gonna go to Zillow.com and look up.
Like that time in the shopping vlog when we joked, like, find our address, and some of you guys really were like, oh, that's not a joke. Let me actually do it and then send them their address every day for 2 months.
What do you expect when you challenge motherfuckers?
Yep. You know, so.
They got it right, though.
They got it down to the apartment.
Only
number.
One person got it right. There are several people that got it close to right, but were down a floor.
So. Right. So, well, I still don't get how that, there was at least one person that was like, you're at this address. And I was like, fuck, they're right. And they were like, and you're in this apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, they got the floor and the apartment number correct based just, they must have found the fucking floor plan of the apartment building.
They said there was
looking
a picture
out the
outside of the window.
Yeah, they looked
there
out the window.
For something. And then they looked it up, referenced it, cross-referenced it.
And they must have fucking done some crazy ass math to like figure out like.
Maybe they should put in that work into looking for a job.
Oh.
Maybe at an Amazon warehouse.
Sorry, I just. Oh my god, dude, that's a lot of blood on my hands right now. You see how much blood just came out of my mouth? Oh, fuck.
Whew.
Oh my god, there's blood coming out of my
nose.
That's
a lot
too.
Of blood. Just let it dry. Just let it dry. It's easier to shower off.
There's so much. Oh my god, I think my esophagus ruptured.
Just let it drain out. Just let it drain out. There you go. This is really eating into money-making time.
I'm sorry. Push your finger to my throat
okay,
right there.
Hold up. Just let me apply some pressure.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Hold up. Do I need to give you a tracheotomy? No?
Push.
Yes?
No, no, no.
No? Okay, here we go.
Push. No,
three,
no, no.
Two, one.
No.
Okay, that popped in there nice and fine. I don't.
I'm good.
Think the spoon might have been too thick.
Leave it.
Just leave it. Okay. I'm gonna pull it out. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay. How's that? That good? The spoon's at it. Just let me staple it shut real quick.
Oh, okay. That actually fixed it.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're good now. It's just seeping out a bit, but you sound better.
It hurts. There might be more blood coming out than before, but at least it's not like I can talk normally again.
Yeah. And as I said before, we just let the dry look at me. The blood dry, and then it's easier to wash off.
Well, it won't dry when it's gushing out
like
at this
with
rate.
Cum.
well, it's rushing out at such a rate that maybe if there was some cum on the wound, maybe it would dry
faster.
Well,
luckily your body, your skin absorbs stuff, so it's probably absorbing some of that blood and keeping it inside of your body.
I'm not going to lie, man. I'm filling up like a handful every 3 seconds of blood right now.
Do you need to go take a break and dump it out?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all over the carpet now, and it's going down my shirt. Maybe I should go get a Band-Aid because it's... I'm getting a little lightheaded. That's a lot of blood.
You can just
right
go
now.
Get like a sock and round. Know,
are you cool if I just go get a Band-Aid real
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, just get a Band-Aid.
Because, oh, Jesus Christ.
No problem,
out,
dude.
It's coming out of my ears too, dude. That's not a good sign. You know, when it's coming out of the ears, that's
listen,
a sign of
dude,
internal brain bleeding.
If you don't want to make money,
I want to make money,
just
Ryan.
Told me.
No, I want to make. Fuck, I'm lightheaded. I want to make money.
We're making
dude,
noodles
just,
of coin,
let,
okay?
Let me go get a. Let me.
Yeah?
What the fuck was I saying? I'm gonna,
something about I'm losing a lot of blood or some shit.
Am I?
It looks like it. I mean, you
there's
got handfuls of blood all over the carpet, which we're renting this place.
Yeah,
we don't
I know
own this place.
Okay, well,
so we're gonna have to get it repolstered.
Well,
reupholstered.
Yeah. Well, how do you think my fucking Gucci shirt is ruined now? And I'm lightheaded,
no,
man.
There's no. Oh my
let
god!
Me, please
dude,
go
you
get
let
a
it
Band-Aid.
Drip on the fucking cash, asshole.
The cash will.
They don't. Do you think if you give a $100 bill
no.
to someone covered in blood, they're going to accept it?
Okay,
literally, it soaks through. It's paper.
Put that fucking $2 million in the fireplace like we did yesterday, and it's fine. No one fucking Jesus Christ, man. It's a fucking drop in the bucket, like you said. Speaking of drop, the blood is going. I need. I'm going.
Just go get a Band-Aid. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You good?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank God that we have the in the first aid kit we have the bags of blood from
easy. Well, I mean, Jackson and Justin signed the contract because if you're employed under Super Mega, you have to give a certain amount of blood every month that we can use at our disposal because we keep it in a, you know, it's emergency blood. We're Let's players.
I mean,
accidents happen.
Thank God that they fucking have the same blood type as me.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Jackson has, what is it, O positive, the universal one?
Yeah.
So we made sure to get extra from him. And
Justin is just funny.
Justin, technically, neither of us needs
sometimes
his
we
blood.
Just play catch with his sack of blood in the back.
Well, because he has, what does he have, like B positive? He has some stupid blood type that like no one has. So, but we told him that he has the most important one, so we take
yeah,
a lot every month.
Yeah.
He passes out every time, too. He
like needles.
He needs like 3 days to recover because we take so much blood, but it's funny. It's funny fucking with the boy.
It puts kind of a downer in like the editing process for a little bit every now and then. But
are people going to notice that we skipped a day of uploads, Ryan?
Of Pokemon Coliseum episode 506.
No, I don't think so, Ryan.
Fucking
I don't think
idiots.
So. Stupid fucking idiots.
Thank y'all for watching our Let's Plays.
Nice. Nice joke.
They're really being assholes.
Are they veiling some seriousness?
We're just goofing. We're just goofing and gaffing.
We're just goofing and gaffing and
deal with it. Mama's boy.
Oh! All right, you fucking piss babies. We're really tearing into them this time, man.
I know. They need a stern talking to.
You know, so this
world is full of giving like trophies to everyone. Our society is focused on making everyone feel like they're special. We need to make sure our fans know that, look, you're not special. For one of you, there are 5 million better.
You're not perfect.
Sorry. That's life. You can't be perfect. It's an unattainable fucking thing.
Okay, speaking of fucking not perfect, do you hear the fucking delivery truck out front right now that's put on its brakes and they gotta put some fucking oil on those brakes because when it's...
You still have a headache, buddy?
I do, and that made it worse.
Okay, I could tell. It was like that moment when we were
you hear that?
Him rumbling his engine?
Yeah, bro. You hear that fucking brake right there, dude?
Are you gonna go reprimand him?
Say,
hey, you should really fix those goddamn brakes, buddy.
Hey, asshole. Yeah, you just leave the package right there. Fucking fix the brakes, jackass.
I have a headache, don't you know?
Jesus Christ. Yes.
Don't you know?
Don't you know, man?
Don't you?
Well, I was I know it was supposed to be like Canadian or like North Dakota.
I'm the Jamaican Canadian, don't you know?
Doing a Caribbean thing.
Huh?
I ended up accidentally doing like a Caribbean, like an island accent when I meant to do like a don't you know?
Yeah.
Don't you know? Like Fargo, like
don't you know?
Well, North Dakota,
like, yeah, not like Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
Are you from Winnipeg?
Too mad is.
Fucking idiot.
From Winnipeg, can you believe that?
I can't. Can't believe he did whiteface. That bastard.
Get me started on that, man.
How come we can't do blackface?
I did blackface and everyone got mad at me.
Exactly.
Oh, but he can do whiteface in a McDonald's and that.
Don't. It hurts my feelings.
Yeah, but I guess that doesn't matter, Ryan.
White men's tears mean nothing to the general public for some reason these days.
I guess so.
We used to run this fucking country, baby. This is a fever dream of a podcast.
Will you pass me a $100 bill to wipe my white tears?
Yeah, here.
Oh, there's still blood coming out of my fucking throat, dude.
Movies, TV, they were made for us.
Lack of pigment,
man. It was a major plus.
Woo. You know, I actually got in my car earlier today, and that was playing. And right when I sat in my car, that was the part that played.
Really?
Just hours ago.
TV and movies, they're made for us. This lack of pigment, it's a major plus. Great.
Just
great
because, stuff. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Classic stuff, man. Blonde Boy.
It is classic.
Has it hit 10 million views yet?
We filmed that in 2015.
Has it hit 10 million?
I don't know. I kind of just wait for the like subreddit or for Twitter to say something.
How about you wait for these nuts to say something?
Okay. Gotcha.
Give me a second. Stop. No, don't allow this. Jesus. Sorry. I plugged my phone into the computer to charge it.
What? I'm not finding it. Oh, wait, there it is. 9.9 million. When I typed in Blonde Boys, 9. All one 9. Word, nothing else came up. What's the exact number, though? By, if anyone wants to know.
Oh, my God.
Secret.
Less than 3,000 views from 10 million.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the exact number?
9,999. Wait, 9,999.
Does it really get a million each year?
Like 997,186.
Does it get a million like every 2 years, or is it like, has it been a thing where it just gets an extra million?
About 2 million a year. If you average
2 million a year?
Well, it was slow at first, and then I think when Game Grumps, I think the big boost came when Game Grumps really shouted it out.
Yeah.
And then it really got a spike, and
apparently,
now it's been
a lot of people. Not a lot. A lot of people know what Blonde Boys is, but don't even know that it's us. I continued making content after.
Well, a lot of people know Blonde Boys, but don't realize it's us.
I remember there'd be some people that come to our live shows, and they just kind of be like, "Yeah, I have discovered you guys recently. I mean, I knew Blonde Boys, but I never put two and two together because we didn't really show our faces that much in the beginning of Super Mega." And we were kind of confusing because we went from Syndigo to you said you were going to do Kids with Problems. And then I joined a little after you said you were going to start doing that.
Well,
and
I
then
stopped to do PragerU for a bit.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
But that ultimately, unfortunately, didn't work out because I was making too much. Dennis was pissed. I was making more than him. So that's a story for another day. But wait. What's up? I'm Ethan and I'm 14. Ethan's 20 now.
Hey, yo, I'm Tommy, and I'm 19.
24.
Damn.
No.
No.
Yeah. No, 25. Tommy's my age.
Tommy's only two young.
Wait, I was Tommy's age when we made that, so Tommy is my age now.
And Tommy's 2 years younger than I.
37.
Jerome's 37, so now he's like, what, 42?
39.
Or is he like 43? 43.
Dude, that's how fucking bad I am at math.
Well, we don't know their actual birthdays.
January 1st.
We just knew that they were those ages at that one specific time, which that date is never.
That's true. You know. So at least on the anniversary of Blonde Boys, you can confidently say.
But we don't know when they filmed the video. Those Blonde Boys.
Oh, that's true.
Is there a date thing on the video?
When it was filmed?
Yeah, like, you know, when we're putting
it was uploaded
the VHS
August 25th, 2015.
Yeah, but like, is there like a, like, did we put a date on the VHS tape or anything like that?
Let me see. Which, if you guys,
it's been so long since I've seen this.
If you're Super Mega fans and you haven't seen it, almost 6 years ago, as of month after next.
Yep.
We released we shot it already 6 years ago because it was when I came out in May 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So it was into May. So actually, this time 6 years ago, we had just finished shooting Blonde Boys. Let's see. I don't think there's a. I don't think that there is a date on the. Nope. Good video though. We that's like one of our best videos we ever did. If you go check it out, if you haven't, it's called Blonde Boys.
Which
it's
if you haven't,
if you haven't, you're missing out. Okay. If you haven't, you're a fake fan. And shout out to Social Justice the Musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Enjoy those 500,000 streams on Spotify. God damn, Ryan. You know, you were saying something before we started this podcast. You were saying that I actually noticed it like 5 seconds before you said it. You walked into the living room and I noticed you looked goofy as fuck. And yeah, and I was saying,
what the Hooters?
I said, what is it today that makes Ryan look like such a fucking idiot? And then I realized your and one gym shorts were down to your fucking ankles. And why are they down to your ankles, Ryan?
Oh no, this is sad, man.
You have to save that, dude. We got to get that framed. Dude, can we get those framed and put them in the office?
There's only one more speck of like purple paint. I don't think I should wash these again.
Wait, is there purple paint on those from when we painted
Daniel's old room?
Are you serious? Can I see? Wait, are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Because I always knew, because I would always have like specks of purple paint on here.
Wait, let me see that again.
Now it's like, this is the last speck of purple paint.
Oh my God.
The last speck. It's the same purple, you know? I wouldn't lie to you.
Wait, no fucking way. You got to stop washing those. You got to, well.
There used to be more specks.
It comes off every day you wear them. You got to stop. Well, I think it's time you stop wearing those, man, because you walked in today and I noticed it and you said it. Those are too big on you now, man. You've lost weight. Those are, you got a lot of space now between your waist and those pants.
I always wore bigger gym shorts, though. So.
No, Ryan. Dude, that looks like you're wearing a fucking like skirt right now. That's your penis. It like, those look big on you now.
Yeah.
They look like, there's a difference between wearing like baggy pants and then, oh, dude, they're fucking falling off you. Dude, we should get
dude,
those.
I used to be that big.
All right, Jared from Subway, not the one that's a professional.
But they used to, I would still like somewhat, my pants would sag a little bit when I wore them when I put stuff in my pockets, but like I can't have them. They don't stay up anymore.
There's a difference between like pants sagging and then that.
Pants sagging.
Dude.
What?
Pants on the ground? You're looking like a fool.
Pants on the ground.
Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground. You know, dude, it's actually crazy because last time I flew, they tried to kick me off the plane because my pants sagging. So I went and copped the private jet because I'm the swag daddy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a jar of dirt.
Well, you got to stop wearing those, though. Okay. We got to get those framed before that goes away, the paint goes
it's
away.
It's literally the last speck of purple paint. There used to be like splatters.
Let me buy you some new gym shorts, bro. We should get those framed and put them up in the office.
I'm kind of sad.
I didn't realize you've had those that long.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the exact same pair of N1 gym shorts.
I'm going to inspect these just to make sure there's no more purple.
Ryan, that was before we started Super Mega.
Yeah.
So you've been wearing those since before we started Super Mega.
They're the classic gym shorts, baby.
Dude, we got to frame those, man. For real.
Oh, there's another speck right here.
That's cum.
No, it's purple.
What's the black lights on, so it's...
Okay, so there's...
Let me see.
Ooh.
Is there more?
There's a splotch on the butt right there. Go ahead and look for some purple specks.
Okay.
Might need a flashlight. Do you want to use my phone's flashlight? It's on right now.
Okay, I see. No, I got it. That's my car key. That's not my phone. Hold on.
Is it crazy to you that I've had those gym shorts for that long?
Yes.
That I've had them for...
Well, I just didn't realize these...
But I wonder, like, did I have... I don't know if I bought these while I was out here, like at a Target or some shit, or if I've had them before I moved out
here.
See how the threads, like, I pulled the string?
Yeah. I mean, dude, these got some fucking history.
Those are the...
Oh, wait, all right, so I see a little one right here. Do you see that one already?
Yeah, that's the one I showed you. So there's still a few specks of purple.
Oh.
And I think I should.
Big one. Do you see that one?
Wait, there's a big one
right there. You see that one?
Ooh, I think I do. That's big. Just for the sake of the memory of us, like
we need to frame
that room and everything.
Don't, dude. Honestly, don't wear these anymore.
I don't think I should.
Don't wear them because
noticing that the purple's washed off, because it used to be like very noticeable everywhere.
Think about how many videos and Let's Plays and just memories you've worn these pants through. I think it's time to retire these. And I mean, damn, dude, these are fucking legendary. These are the fucking legendary gym shorts.
I gotta go see like how, like at a museum, how they frame something and like label it, because I want to get it labeled like the same way.
We should. Okay. There's a
especially for like when like an artifact, when you don't know the specific date of like when it was like when it started, but you know like when it.
It's been at least over half a decade.
Yeah.
I think it's time to retire these, man. I think that you should.
Well, I gotta wear.
Okay,
something.
Okay, so that's the big one right there.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And I mean, to be honest, man, there's a big one right here. Did you see this one?
Are you still surprised that you didn't believe me when I said that there's paint's two. Still on there? Did you?
No.
Because at first you were like, "No way."
No, I mean, I like honestly, I wanted to see it too, because for like nostalgia's sake, it's like it's cool being able to see. Okay, wait. So one. 2, 3. So 1, 2, 3 on that side. 1, 2, 3. And then let's see. So I count 3. One second. There's more paint. Fuck. There's at least five splotches. It's good. They're fucking getting.
I gotta frame them to the point where you can see the most splotches.
We should like in the glass have like little red stickers to circulate.
Yep.
We gotta figure out how museum. Oh, okay. Here's one that's very faded. It's very faded, but right there.
It's like a smudge.
Yeah. Like I don't know if you could see it in the light right there. See that? Right there. You see it? It's real hard
right
to see,
there?
But it's.
Right there.
Yeah. That. Okay, see that?
Yeah.
So that's hard to see. Damn, dude. You know what's weird? That this is the paint. This is the exact material from the fucking can of paint.
Made in Cambodia.
God bless those Cambodians, dude. That's the thing, man. It's like that can of paint, the day that we painted that bedroom before we even started Super Mega, like that was like a week. That was like a week or two before we started Super Mega, right?
They have the product number on there.
Damn, dude, let's see. Let's see product number
PLU, whatever the fuck number that is.
RN number 117927 and 1. Dude, I'm going to say these and 1 gym shorts, but you could tell they're fucking used because the this tag right here is faded as fuck.
Yeah, from all the washes. And that paint still hasn't gone away.
Wait. Bring it back.
Which one?
I swear I saw on the inside, I thought I saw a big thing of paint.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, right there. See?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the biggest one. It's on the inside.
It's the most clear.
Are there more on the inside? What a fucking memory, man. That's crazy.
I don't think so.
That's nostalgic as fuck. Wow. Yeah, man. Go fucking put some other pants on. We gotta frame those, dude. That's memories right there.
Just like this.
Nail it to the door like Martin Luther. Don't wash those again, though.
I won't.
Take them home. I'll put
them in the bottom drawer, which is where I keep my like memorabilia clothing.
We'll get Jackson to go get them like professionally framed.
Okay. We have to tell them to be very careful with these.
That's a fucking relic right there.
They are relics.
I don't give a fuck about super mega relics. That's a friendship relic. That's a memory relic of like big in our lifetime, you know? Like,
oh yeah. I mean, like
our whole journey to this point, those pants are fucking.
It's gonna sound really stupid, but like whenever I wore them and I saw like the purple splotches, I'd always be like, it was like something that was like,
I didn't know that.
It was like characteristic. Cause like, you know, if I wanted to fucking wash the paint out, I could like scrub it out and all that shit. But I always just kept them and never cared. Cause I was like, I like that.
It made me cry, bro. That's very sentimental. I love that. I love that you kept that though. I don't want anything to happen to those pants now.
Yeah, we need to.
The fucking legendary gym shorts, dude.
That's
a rare item, dude.
It is.
It's a fucking rare collectible.
How much will someone give me for them? If I pee in them.
100, 200. Ryan pisses in these nostalgic gym shorts that mean so much to us. Ryan's going to pee in them and then give them to somebody for.
But this means these were worn in the bad gooch smell era of Ryan, too.
Oh, dude.
You know?
I think that ups the value.
Before I learned that you had to wash your penis.
Well, the Jordan Peterson book helped you with that.
Yeah.
But I think that Fuck, man. That's...
If there's anyone that needs to wash their penis, though, Brent Lilly.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, I
haven't seen him in a long time.
I wanted to stop talking about it. Like, the legal thing you said we had to stop, but it's been a while since he's sent.
I don't think. I mean, as long as, you know, I'm sure we're in the clear in some fucking...
I mean, Brent's dealing with enough lawsuits right now. I don't think he wants to do one more with us. So. Yeah. That shit is...
Especially since he tried to do that Lindsay Lohan cover album.
Or the fucking... It's Lindsay's. It's Lindsay. It's a Lindsay Lohan thing. And then there's the whole thing with the Lindsey Graham thing where he's not allowed to talk about it.
Yep.
Because Lindsey Graham sued him for during the RNC when Brent was in the same city as Lindsey Graham. I'm not allowed to talk. I can't talk about it. But goddamn, dude. Brent needs to clean his penis, bottom line. And honestly, it's...
Then there's also Lindsay Ellis, which he plagiarized her new book. And it's just literally the same book. And then he started doing movie reviews.
Well, he tried
with bright red lipstick, and was infringing on her image.
I'm just surprised he literally middle school. We learned it's like if you're gonna copy someone's homework, change things here and there. He literally copied and pasted the entire book, and then just put it as his own. And
I realize if you're not caught up with the lore, like if this was the first podcast you ever listened to. You're going to be just, what the fuck
is this?
They're saying like nonsensical things and they say stuff that I agree with, but then they turn it around and then I have to disagree with it.
Hey, this is somebody's first podcast of ours. They're going to be very confused.
Episode 250!
250, baby. I think that, well, you know, if it's your first podcast you ever heard, it's someone's first podcast of ours. We have 249 other episodes. Go through and fucking, listen to any of the other ones. I mean, the earlier ones, we might add some bad takes. I don't know, but go ahead and if you like us goofing with each other like this, there's 249 other episodes. So
Tango un frasco de tierra, Tango un frasco de tierra.
okay. To be said, I was going back to my fucking like ninth grade Spanish knowledge, and I was like, Tango, I have, and I was like, Tierra, heart. Okay, yeah, I got you. No, Tierra, Earth. Because I had this song on my iPod that I got for free on iTunes when I was in, like, sixth grade on my iPod Shuffle called, like, Tierra de Madre. Fuck. I guess if I can find that song. Anyway, what do you say we, put a bookmark in it here and, pick it up next week for 251?
Sorry, I was about to try to say I have a jar of dirt in Chinese. Hold up.
You're scared it's gonna sound racist if you do it.
Would you like to try?
I'll try. No, yeah. And
no, I. No.
It's only racist if you're belittling the like you're actually genuinely trying to speak it in Chinese. So go ahead and try.
I'll try too. I'll give you one that I actually want you to try.
Okay. Okay. You want me to... All right, so I have a jar of...
Because I don't think I've got a jar... I don't think it would translate. So I did it in
the
most basic...
I have a jar
basic.
Of dirt in Japanese. Okay.
Try to say it with the tune of I've got a jar of dirt.
Watashi wa yogore no obi no motte imasu. Watashi wa yogore no obi no motte imasu. I don't know.
I want to hear the Japanese dub.
Watashi wa yogore no obi no motte imasu. For all the weebs learning Japanese.
Let me see if I can look it up on YouTube. Japanese dub. I've got a jar of dirt.
Watashi wa yogore no obi no motte imasu. Look it up, dude.
Okay, hold up. I've got a jar of dirt. Japanese dub. There's no way.
Wait, what do you mean there's no way? They fucking... Jack Sparrow.
Oh, he says this is a jar of dirt in this scene.
Kore wa...
Tsuchi da. Tsuchi no haitta bin da.
Bin?
Did he say it?
Wait. Bin? Yeah. Wait. Was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
He said bean.
Oh, wait, wait.
Wait a second. This is just the scene.
This is I've got a jar of dirt in different languages.
Which language we got?
Asqueroso. Mira lo que tengo. Aquí tengo un jarrón. Aquí tengo un jarrón.
I like that's the voice of Jack Sparrow though. Man.
Russian. Here we go.
Вернуть должок хотел, да, глупый ты слизняк? А что тут есть? Баночка с землицей, баночка с землицей, что мне угадай-ка?
Okay. Next is
this one, Portuguese?
Italian.
Italian. Ooh.
Okay, so
bossa nova here.
And then this next one's gonna be I don't wanna listen to German.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
This is French.
French? Sounds drunk. It's my impression of a Frenchman.
Hindi.
Hindi, okay. I'm gonna be honest, dude. That could have been like 50 different languages, right?
Portuguese.
There.
What did he just say?
What? Sounds like a fucking bossa nova song by Gilberto.
I'm kind of disappointed there was no like Chinese.
Well,
Japanese.
We're mainly just getting European languages here. Let's yeah. see something new.
Well,
can we get some Khmer?
No.
Or some Khalsi?
No, I did as much as the internet will let me for today.
Wait, hold on.
What are you looking up?
I'm just seeing if the language with the clicks from Africa. No.
I don't think a movie has from America has ever been dubbed
in
that language.
In Xhosa?
Yeah.
Xhosa. It's like Xhosa. It's hard to say because I didn't grow up speaking with that tongue, but it's Xhosa. It's a really cool language. It's from what country is it from? It's South Africa. Okay. Steve Harvey cannot pronounce the click in Xhosa. Oh, that's really hard, dude. I can't do it. Anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Probably the best way to yeah.
You want to try?
No.
Okay. Well, it's been, I'm not ending episode 250 with the fucking fart.
Yeah, I mean,
how
long has it been?
Too many
episodes. It's been like 20 plus episodes with a fart at the end?
It's had to have been, dude. Like in the, recent ones I've been like, I'm going to use the music, but then I'm like, nah, I'll put the fart instead. And then I'm like, oh, but then you do the same thing. So it's literally like, this is a whole era of the podcast with the fart.
It's a big era.
I'm not doing it. This is a special episode, halfway to 500, a quarter to 1,000. I'm not doing it. You give me that look like it's about to come in. It's not about to come in. The music's coming in right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sure the music's coming in right
it
now.
It is. People will hear it and they'll be like, oh, there's the music.
Oh, yeah, Matt. I'm sure the music's coming in right
it's
now.
It's crescendoing. Uh-oh.